Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
M the Zone. From her mouth to the field's ears. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, those fields' ears are going to be rolling tight today with the heat we've got on the way. How are you, everybody? Did you enjoy the weekend? So good to see so many of you. We were in Mauston on Friday afternoon with a little dairy celebration. Thank you to the REMAX Real Pros for being our host in that community as they continued cleanup from severe weather earlier in the week. Then Saturday, a beautiful day at the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch. Thank you to the Manthe and Paulson families for putting on such a great feed and so many folks showing up. And of course, the Crave Brothers out in Waterloo, they hosted people 2 days celebrating Father's Day weekend out at the farm for the Watertown Agribusiness Club's dairy breakfast activity. So a real good weekend. Hope you got a chance to enjoy it because now the weather kind of flips the switch. For today, we are going to look for a dangerous day. Daytime highs probably in the low to mid 90s under partly sunny skies. Tomorrow, another hot one. Partly sunny skies through the day, 94 degrees. Watch out. We've got scattered showers and thunderstorms that could be possible during the evening hours Tuesday into Wednesday. Then Wednesday, we get a little bit of a break as far as temperatures, expecting them to drop back into the mid-80s. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, has got weather details coming up. Also, keep in mind the markets are idle today. 3-day weekend for traders. They are closed, recognizing Juneteenth today.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It's 15 minutes until dinner time, and between everything on the stove, table, and cutting board, you've got enough to worry about. But everyone knows the meal isn't complete without warm, delicious rolls. So what can you do? There's no time to make rolls from scratch or pick some up from the bakery. Now you don't have to compromise. Try Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls with all the taste and freshness of homemade rolls, ready in around 10 minutes. Simply heat them in the oven and you're done. No prep necessary, no stress required. Complete the meal with Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls.
June Dairy Month is really my perfect excuse to dine on cheese no matter the time of day or how often. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And part of the reason why it's so easy to enjoy dairy here in Wisconsin is that there's so many styles and flavors. And Jill, you talked to a cheese processor that boasts both quality and variety with a unique story.
I did, Stephanie. I stumbled across Cheese Brothers in Barron. I just turned that farm truck around and I said I was hungry for some cheese. So I walked in and I learned about a whole new company that has excelled with the pandemic. They've increased their shipping to over 50 states and they're just really doing a good job. And this is Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. Eric Lukey is the founder of Cheese Brothers Company. And as I said, they have a unique take on unique cheeses. And I learned about how they started and their goals for the future. Tell me a little bit about the history of this company.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started Cheese Brothers. Me and Gene Graff started Cheese Brothers in 2015. We are a brand of cheese. We started it as a way to take cheese on the road. We started at festivals, street fairs, big gatherings of people. Bayfield Apple Fest, we did. We went to, at our peak of doing events, I went to about 40 different cities a year. So I would sell cheese in Arizona, Florida, Tennessee, Chicago, all over the country. And what we did was we got the cheese from Barron County Cheese here in Barron, and we took it and we sold it with our own label and all over the country, right? When the pandemic happened in 2020, it shut all those events down. And we had to totally migrate from the events to e-commerce, to selling the cheese online. I thought our business was totally done. Like, I didn't think we'd be able to successfully make that migration, but it turned out that we did more business than we'd ever done before in 2020, like times three or four. Like, the volume just went up like four or five fold, right?
So you talked about moving and going to Arizona and moving all over.
Yeah.
Any idea how many states your cheese goes to?
Well, now it goes to all 50 states. Today it does. Back then, when I was doing the road shows, it went to every state that I went to. So if I was going to Tennessee, our cheese would be sold in Tennessee, right? We never sold in retail stores. It was always us selling the cheese directly to people. Yeah.
So you went from providing a product directly to the consumer.
Yep.
Now you are a
direct-to-consumer online e-commerce brand.
Okay.
Yep.
Makes
yep.
sense.
Company. Yeah. And what we do is we're not just selling cheese. We're selling a whole gift presentation. We're selling gift boxes, not just with cheese, locally made jams, mustards, honeys, meats. We give people a little taste of Wisconsin. We ship it nationwide. So it makes a great gift, and it also makes a great tasty snack for you to order to your house.
So your company is kind of aiming towards products produced in Wisconsin. Do you find that there's a lot of people starting to do that, or are you kind of an elite?
We don't see a lot of people doing it how we do it. We have our own unique take. Your listeners on the radio won't be able to see it, but our aesthetic is a little, it's very colorful. It's very modern. It's very, we try to be very unique. Like, I kind of think of it like years past, it was just Budweiser and Miller Lite and like the regular macro cheese beer brands, right? But then you had all these craft breweries come up and they had their own unique take, their own unique aesthetic. I kind of think of Cheese Brothers in the same vein, is the whole story visually that we tell with our products. It's different than I've seen anybody else do it.
So you have different products.
Yep.
Tell me about those different products.
So we have a lot of Goudas, and we like to have fun with the Gouda flavors. So we have our traditional Gouda. We have a smoked Gouda, which comes out of our smokehouse here in Barron. We smoke it with hickory and applewood chips. That is a very unique, very good cheese. It's one of the, I would say, and I'm biased, I would say one of the best smoked cheeses in the country. We do that. We have our own unique blend called, we call it Fratello, which is Italian for brother. It is a blend of Asiago and Parmesan, but it's a softer cheese, so really good for melting, really good for melting over pasta. Stuff like that. We have a cheese we call Three Amigos, jalapenos, habaneros, chipotle peppers. So it's a spicier cheese. We have Diablo. It's a scorpion pepper Gouda. And then we also have our own original cheese called Rhapsody, which is a cheddar Parmesan blend. It's a harder cheese, aged 2 years. It's our most popular. It's our most popular aged cheese. Actually, our most popular cheese is cheese curds. So we do fresh cheese curds straight out of the vat. We ship it all over the country, which is a super high demand product, because if you're living in like Arizona, right, and you're trying to buy straight out of the vat cheese curds, you can't. You literally can't do it because there's no cheese factories around. So we ship it 2 day anywhere in the country. It arrives about as fresh as you could possibly get them in other parts of the country.
I like hearing about cheese curds. Do you happen to have any of the flavored cheese curds around?
We are introducing flavored curds within a couple months. Right now, we just have traditional curds, the traditional white curds. We're coming out with garlic and dill next month, and then we're going to have a hot and spicy curds, too, within next few months.
So you say you've grown exponentially, and you're shipping all over. What about your future plans?
So we grew from, let me step back. When we started shipping online in 2020, I didn't have a place to ship out of. I actually had to call my dad on the phone. He had a nice big garage, and we moved all the stuff out of the garage and moved all of my shipping supplies in there. And I was doing like 100 shipments a day out of my dad's garage, right? And so in 2020, we quickly outgrew that. We moved to this space that we're standing in right now. This space, we're up to, I would say we're shipping out 5,000 orders a month right now out of this space. We think we're going to double in size this year. That's what we're aiming for. And so the growth of this business is substantial. There's a lot of demand for Wisconsin cheese and gifts. And we're going to continue to cater to that demand and grow bigger and bigger.
So along with that growth, you have some employees here. How many people are you able to employ?
Right now, there are 6 of us full-time, and that flexes up to this Christmas. I imagine we're going to need about 20 people. So we'll have a lot of seasonal help. We do like a large portion of our business over 1 month in December. So probably about 40% of our total annual orders come in December. So we need to really more than double our workforce that month.
Where can we find you and find out more about you?
You go to cheesebros.com, cheese, like the food, BROS.com, and you can browse our whole catalog there. You can ship anywhere in the country, 365 days a year, and use discount code CHEESE10. You'll get 10% off your first order.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share with me about your business?
No, just that we're very grateful because, like I said, when the pandemic happened, I thought our business was... I thought we were going to fail as a business. I really did. And we put out a post to the community and we told them what we were experiencing. And I didn't think much would come of it, but everybody just really rallied to our support. And especially in those early days, people really wanted to support and prop up a small business. They liked what we were doing and they wanted to help us get through it. And it's that same spirit that's kind of carried us forward. We try to give back to the community whenever we can. Right now, we're doing a teacher appreciation event where people have nominated teachers. It's the end of the school year. People have nominated teachers to receive a free box of cheese. So we're shipping out 50 boxes of cheese to teachers this week. But yeah, really what we always want to say thank you to the community for supporting what we do. And it's really what keeps us going, keeps us growing.
A blossoming business, giving back to the community. That's something I always like to stop and hear about. So that was Eric Ludi, co-founder of Cheese Brothers up here in Barron. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your tough jobs, the really big ones, deserve a hard-working John Deere tractor from Sloan Implement. Right now, get 0% for 5 years and $1,000 off on a 5E Series tractor. No matter the size of your work, the John Deere 5E is the perfect fit. And when you take a seat on your tractor, your land stands to benefit. 0% for 60 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/22. Powered up with
Sloan. We give you the tools, knowledge, and income so you can take your career however far you want to take it. I'm Wynn Davies. W. E. Davies & Sons Remodeling is now hiring carpenters, lead carpenters. Boycott a stale career. We want you to take on a fresh perspective to your path in life. We're a local family business offering services from handyman fixes to living space upgrades. You could be your next team player to deliver stunning, transformative results. Visit wedaviesremodeling.com.
You no longer have to hide your hands. Your hands have been taking care of everyone else. Isn't it time that you take care of your hands?
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
Did you know there are several aesthetic treatments that help your hands look brighter, healthier, and more youthful? Treatments such as broadband light and chemical or laser peels help with tone, texture, and getting rid of those stubborn age spots. Skin tight procedures can smooth out wrinkles and fine lines, as well as add new collagen. Dermal filler like Restylane Lift is used to improve the volume in the back of the hands. The results are noticed immediately, giving you a fuller, more hydrated appearance. Most treatments can last over a year and are more affordable than you might think. Now you can show off your hands with confidence.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
Visit us at rejuvenationclinicofsaucprairie.com.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, pretty much one more week of June dairy celebrations happening across the state of Wisconsin, but I don't know how much celebrating we'll have today given this weather forecast. Let's talk about it. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us on a Compere Financial Ag Weather Monday. Yeah, the weekend was gorgeous, just beautiful, but I'm a little concerned at the front part of this week, buddy.
Yeah, it's all about the heat. Of course, we'll start off with a heat advisory from 1 this afternoon till 9 tonight at La Crosse. Eau Claire has a heat advisory from 1 this afternoon to 1 a.m. tomorrow. In that part of western Wisconsin, the heat index, the combination of heat and humidity, could easily push up in the 100 to 105 degree range. For a lot of us, that heat index today in the mid or upper 90s. Nonetheless, very, very hot conditions. Take it easy. Remember those animals. Make sure the ventilation and watering systems are functioning. Use the watering system yourself once in a while. A weak cool front will move through and finally make the difference. Right now, a big, strong system in the central part of the U.S. is keeping us sunny and hot, keeping that hot air building right in. But that weak cool front tries to swing in from the northwest, and that front may call for just a very small chance of an isolated shower or storm. And that could even happen at Eau Claire toward this evening, or late tonight into early tomorrow at La Crosse, or Mauston by midday, and then late tomorrow in our areas to eastern Wisconsin. May not amount to much as far as rain. Could be some hail or something if a storm does pop up. The big news is that front passes. We get cooler air. We drop from upper 90s on Tuesday down into the mid 80s on Wednesday, slowly warming again toward the end of the week. Another rain chance coming around a bit later on for Thursday. I'll have forecast details right after
it's
this.
15 minutes until dinner time, and between everything on the stove, table, and cutting board, you've got enough to worry about. But everyone knows the meal isn't complete without warm, delicious rolls. So what can you do? There's no time to make rolls from scratch or pick some up from the bakery. Now you don't have to compromise. Try Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls with all the taste and freshness of homemade rolls, ready in around 10 minutes. Simply heat them in the oven and you're done. No prep necessary, no stress required. Complete the meal with Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller Milk Receiver Pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Alrighty, Stu, let's have that forecast. We all have to take precautions this week.
Yeah, it all starts out with that heat advisory, of course, 1 to 9 at La Crosse, 1 until 1 tomorrow morning at Eau Claire. The rest of us just very warm, there is no doubt. Now, we do need to talk today about sunny skies, a very hot day, and I really anticipate that we're talking about temperatures that push up into the low 90s in the east and then well up into the upper 90s up at Eau Claire toward La Crosse, southwest winds at 5 to 15. Overnight, generally a clear sky, although there is some chance that there could be a little isolated shower, very small chance up at Eau Claire, and then maybe at La Crosse into tomorrow morning, Mauston into midday tomorrow, 70s overnight. I expect mostly sunny, hot weather as we head on into Tuesday. That shower chance then spreading from west to east in the day. It's a very slight possibility. A lot of mid-90s with southwest winds at 5 to 15. Sunny Wednesday, a bit nicer, about 84. The northwest winds about 5 to 10. So we get our break, Pam. But our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update does indeed include very hot and sticky weather. Heat indexes tomorrow easily up into the 100 range in eastern Wisconsin, too. So we all get more than our share of hot weather.
Boy, let's just make sure it doesn't get severe. You know, we need to, like you said, rely on automation to keep everybody cool and comfortable. Don't need any power outages with this stuff.
Yep, no, we don't need that, and it could happen, so let's hope not.
Right. All right, buddy, we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning. Stay cool.
All right, you bet. Take care.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update on a Monday. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compeer.com. We've got more farm news to visit with you about, including some of the award winners noted over the weekend at the Wisconsin Cattlemen Summer Tour. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's ride bikes.
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 If your bicycle is broken and you've got big things to do, just schedule an appointment, have the bike shop come to you. If you're a bike to worker or a super busy mom, you're just a couple clicks away at thebikemobile.com. Avoid the hassle of taking your bike to the shop and have the bike shop come to you. Visit thebikemobile.com and let's ride bikes.
Sometimes it's nice to let the kids have their own space downstairs. It's also pretty awesome to expand that basement into usable living space or entertainment area. Actuate Improvement will transform your basement into a livable area everyone can enjoy.
Actuate Improvement is a full-service design and remodeling company specializing in kitchens, baths, and basements. Let's get the conversation started with a complimentary estimate, consultation, and suggestions. ActuateLLC.com. Design, create, actuate.
Wiseway Flooring's budget-friendly pricing beats the big box store every day. Wiseway stocks flooring by the pallet and the roll to get you better pricing. Our cash and carry discount saves you even more for a beautiful do-it-yourself floor.
I'm Mike Yenser at Wiseway Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Econimwalk.
See how our product pricing might be the right thing for you.
Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Tom Spitz
and David Fink of Settlers Bank, where we know real life often falls outside the lines.
So our bankers innovate to create non-traditional solutions.
When you work with us, you're likely to find an immediate solution or plan for achieving your goals.
To learn more, stop by or visit SettlersWI.com.
Settlers Bank. Timely decisions, people you know.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Bergstrom June 3000 Humane Society Challenge. Help us help the local animal shelters and donate $300,000 to the Humane Societies in our communities. For every vehicle that you purchase in June, Bergstrom Automotive will contribute $100 to the surgery center at the Humane Society in your area. During the Bergstrom June 3000 Challenge, shop from the largest selection of Chevy trucks and SUVs in Wisconsin, all with Bergstrom's negotiation-free upfront pricing, including our exclusive 7-day lowest price protection guarantee and 7-day money-back guarantee. Choose a vehicle that's in stock, reserve one that's on the way, or order one just the way you want it. Help us donate $300,000 and secure the equipment and medicine to get these animals the care that they need. Find new roads in a new Chevrolet. Stop in or shop and purchase at BergstromChevrolet.com. Let's take care of the animals together.
fun at the old ballpark, unless it's the Grand Slam giveaway at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Starting at noon on Sunday, June 26th, 24 winners will each spin the wheel to score a cash prize between $500 and $3,000. Then at 4 o'clock, one grand prize winner will knock it out of the park and bring home the big one, $10,000 in cash. Don't miss out. We're giving away up to $82,000 in total cash prizes. Swing for the fences at
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Shut them down, open up shop, rowdy,
No, Josh Hader trading block rumors are on the go.
Man, those are back to surfacing.
Just saw it. New York Post. Josh Hader is a Major League Baseball trade deadline pipe dream. Yeah, what? Rowdy say contending teams are hopeful that the Brewers keep sliding and would consider trading their star closer, Josh Hader. It's starting to warm up. You know, we're getting closer to the trade deadline when the Josh Hader trade starts coming up again.
Okay, so let's just do some rapid fire Brewer players. Would you trade them?
No.
Now or
never? Josh, I like what you said a couple, like, you've been saying this a while. Ink him up to a deal now.
Josh Hader.
Staying.
Same. I'd ink him up to a deal. I wouldn't say Lorenzo Cain because I don't think you'd get anything for
him. I'd show him the door.
Colton Wong.
Yeah.
I'm dealing Colton Wong.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro.
What's his deal? He's got
one more year left after this year. It's arbitration, so it'll probably be around $10 million.
Trade him.
I'd keep Hunter Renfro. Brandon Woodruff.
Trade him.
I would probably, if I was going to trade Woodruff, I'd probably look to do it this winter.
Yeah, say bye-bye.
Corbin Burns.
Keep.
Omar Narvaez. He's on the last year of his deal, though.
Then trade him.
Andrew McCutchen.
Is anyone going to take anything from Andrew McCutchen?
Willie Adames. Two more years of control after this season.
I like Willie, no.
Luis Urias. Three more years of control.
I like Luis Urias, no.
Freddy Peralta. Four more years of control.
Keep him.
Adrian Hauser. Two more years of control.
Trade him.
Eric Lauer. Two more years of control.
Keep him.
Rowdy Tellez, two more years of control.
Brewers revolving door, first base, trade him.
Brad Boxberger, one more year, it's an option.
I like Boxberger. Keep him. What about you?
Devin Williams, three more years of control.
Need the airbender.
Yeah, if I was going right now, like, I really would be looking into seeing what I could get for Colton Wong.
Wong, Woodruff, who else?
I think the only guy that I would openly be looking to trade at this point would be Lorenzo Cain. I don't think you get anything for him, so it's a moot point.
Yeah.
And then Colton Wong. And the reason why with Colton Wong is he's currently 31 years old. Next season, it's a club option for $10 million. I don't know if Colton Wong is worth $10 million. If you would have asked me this at the beginning of the season with how he played last year, having one of his better hitting seasons, obviously was really good in the field. I would have said, yeah, no doubt, pick up that option for $10 million. But you see how bad his defense has been this year, and then he's having one of his lesser seasons hitting the baseball, and he hasn't been staying healthy, and next season he's going to be 32. $10 million, I might consider looking to see what I could get for him, especially because you have Willie Adames. He has two more years left after this season. Luis Urias, he has three more years after this season. Bryce Terang is starting to play really good baseball at AAA. Yeah, I know it sounds like people have been talking about him forever, but he was drafted at 17 years old. He's only like 22, 23 years old, yeah. And he's starting to really play well in Nashville. Not only can he play second, he plays short, he's played a little outfield, but they also believe he could potentially be a third baseman. So, I think Wong might be expendable here.
So with this little thing heating up for Josh Hader, let me read you a little snippet here. They say, while the Brewers have been inconsistent offensively and suffered injuries to their star starters, Brandon Woodruff and Freddy Peralta, they have made the playoffs for straight years and are seen as, quote, scary in October due to their excellent starting pitching. So until further notice, we'll consider Hader a trade to fall somewhere between wishful thinking and a pipe dream, but teams want the Brewers to keep losing so they can be late sellers.
So here's the thing. Everyone out there, which I don't know if there's that big of a population of people that are saying this, but the trade Josh Hader, Next year, he's got his last year of arbitration. He's probably will make a projected about $15 million a year. It's probably about $10-ish million from where he should be. But what if this happens? You trade Josh Hader for prospects. You get four or five solid prospects and then maybe one and a half hit. And what I mean by one and a half, it's like one guy is a solid big league player. The other guy contributes and he's like a utility role player type thing. And the other two or three are never to be seen again.
Yeah.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Honestly, if you've got to be outdoors today or tomorrow, comfortable is not the way to describe it. Pam Youngke along with you. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, this weather forecast is downright dangerous again this week, especially Monday and Tuesday. Today, partly sunny skies, about 92. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, 94. And then they've got a chance of showers with thunderstorms moving in Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday, we should cool off to about 85 degrees. Now, listen, if you are like farmers and you've got to spend time outside, then you really need to take care of yourself. Right now, we've got an interview up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, with Melissa Plockelman from the National Farm Medicine Center. I love the phrase that she uses, slip, slop, slap, seek, and slide. You slip on a shirt, slop on the sunscreen, slap on a hat, seek shade, and slide on sunglasses. That's what you can do to try to protect yourself from the elements today, and I sincerely hope that you'll do that. Today is the 20th day of June. Markets are closed. It is Juneteenth, and they're recognizing that. On this day back in 1926, Governor Lee Dreyfus was born. Remember him? Governor of Wisconsin from 1979 until 1983. What I remember about Lee, his red vest. How about you? Another item, on this day back in 1975, the film Jaws is premiered. Yeah, Steven Spielberg's thriller. I just wonder how many people still remember just the music, if not other elements of that show. Considered one of the greatest films of all time, Jaws, released on this day back in 1975. A lot of birthdays today. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter Lionel Richie. He's 72. Roseanne's husband, John Goodman, on her show, he's 69 years young. Nicole Kidman, 54, all celebrating on this, the 20th day of June. Some celebrations that happened over the weekend at the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Summer Tour in western Wisconsin. Want to give a big shout-out to Steve Springer from Linden. Steve's not only a cattle producer, he's also our Wisconsin representative on the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He was named Cattleman of the Year. Craig and Vicki Dunham, current managers of the Steak Trailer, they were recognized as the Friend of the Cattlemen. Jim and Roxanne Lund, who acted as some of the hosts for the Cattlemen's Tour on Saturday, they were given the Beef Quality Assurance Award. And the UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie Farm was presented the Environmental Stewardship Award. Congratulations. Our own Taylor Schaefer was along for the ride on that tour. We appreciate that. Congratulations again. You know, last week, the Wisconsin State FFA Convention was all about bringing young people together and helping them better understand opportunities. Opportunities for future education. Opportunities for more jobs. Allison Lund joins us with another unique perspective on job opportunities that was shared with FFA members last week.
I am here with Logan Wells, and he is an instructor with North Central Technical College with their Wood Science Associate Degree Program. So, Logan, before we jump into the educational aspect of things, could you maybe detail the wood industry in Wisconsin, and what does that look like?
Yeah. The wood industry in Wisconsin is really thriving. When we think about the character of our state, and yes, we're a dairy state, but originally when we were settled, it was the timber and the trees. And so our state today has over 60,000 jobs or people employed in the industry, and then it contributes over $24 billion to our state's economy.
So now focusing more on the program that you offer, what is this Wood Science Associate Degree Program, and how are you preparing people to enter that industry?
Yeah, the Wood Science Program is housed at the Wood Technology Center of Excellence in Anago, Wisconsin. And our two-year associate's degree prepares students for all of the careers that happen from the moment a tree is harvested through all the way to finished products that are created and used every day in our houses. So we have a really wide variety of careers that we prepare students for this really sustainable and amazing industry.
So I know a lot of these processes are becoming more modernized. What kind of technology do you have for students to experience hands-on?
We have a lot of different technologies that are used in our industry, and we're constantly trying to find ways where we can be more efficient and better utilize our resources. One specific example would be the use of optimized technology, or where we're able to scan a log and figure out exactly where we should start the cut before we start producing lumber. Or another example would be with CNC or computer numerically controlled routers, where we're able to design on a computer a part very efficiently, and then we can cut that part out and make very unique and precise pieces of components for different wood manufacturing, whether that's a window and door component, whether that's parts for drawers, etc., all the ways that we use wood.
So it sounds like a lot of these technologies are fairly new, and with that, is your program also fairly new to keep up with these technologies, or what led into creating this program to keep up with supplying employees into this industry?
Yeah, so the Wood Technology Center was created in 2011, and it was really designed to be able to become this hub. It's very unique. It's the only two-year associate wood science associate's degree in the country. There might be another one. Let me rephrase that way I can make it a lot more. So this is the only wood science associate's degree in Wisconsin and the Lake States region, and it's really unique in that it was created to help prepare students for the industry that can overcome new challenges that are coming and that are being faced. And so we're really trying to focus on how do we get new technologies into students' hands, that way they can be better prepared to enter the industry and help overcome different challenges that we face.
With this being the only degree program of its type, I'm sure that its curriculum looks different than other universities.
Very much so. You know, our classes are very, very heavy to lab and being hands-on. So we want students to be running the sawmill, running our different pieces, whether it's a rip saw or a chop saw, and to understand exactly how that saw functions. Because even if they don't go into a manufacturing setting, to have that knowledge on how we're creating these products helps them, whether it's on the sales side or product development, and just overall a more aware consumer and user of wood.
Well, it sounds like a unique opportunity for students to get out there and experience something new that they might not have considered for a career before. And you guys are here at the Wisconsin State FFA Convention and Expo. What are you doing to appeal to the students that are coming through the expo hall today?
Great question, and I think what we're trying to do is recruit students into our program and just help them understand all the ways that we use trees. So we've got classes where we're identifying different types of trees. Now let's take it a step further and understand we've sustainably grown this tree. How do we efficiently and sustainably turn it into a product that we can use every day? Kind of that farm to table mentality, but now we want to look at that forest to finished product. So very cool, and it's amazing how many ways wood is intertwined with agriculture that we don't think about. A big one I talk about is packaging of foods. So we grow food and produce, but it still needs to be packaged and transported, whether that's on a pallet to a store or railroad ties to across the country or finished boxes that you see your granola bars. Those are all wood products that we use every day and come from our sustainably managed forests.
That's a great point to bring up, Logan. I think you're in the right place here at the FFA convention, appealing to these kids from agricultural backgrounds. Now, is there anything else you'd like to share about the program or anything that you think I may have missed?
I think the last note that I would really love to share is just how supportive our industry is. We've got some incredible scholarship opportunities. Our industry raises funds for students going into our program. So if they talk with us at the show, they earn a $500 scholarship. And then if they come for a tour of the Wood Technology Center in Antigo, they will be able to qualify for another $500. So it's really impressive, and something that I try to convey to students is just how supportive our industry is and how world-renowned, you know, what we make here in Wisconsin and the trees that we grow here are used for some incredible products by some incredible companies.
Awesome. Some great points brought up, Logan. And again, Logan Wells with us from the North Central Technical College Wood Science Associate Degree Program. Make sure to check out their website if you'd like to learn more about the program. And it sounds like they've got some great opportunities for students interested in the wood industry in Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.
When hot weather strikes, cattle are stressed. Feed intake decreases and milk production drops. Summer heat may also impact the performance of your herd's reproductive program. Protect your bottom line this summer. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to the TMR and keep your livestock hydrated, milk production up, and breeding program in check. Add Bovine Gold Light to your operation today. Find BioVet online at bio-vet.com. Bio-vet.com.
It's 15 minutes until dinner time, and between everything on the stove, table, and cutting board, you've got enough to worry about. But everyone knows the meal isn't complete without warm, delicious rolls. So what can you do? There's no time to make rolls from scratch or pick some up from the bakery. Now you don't have to compromise. Try Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls with all the taste and freshness of homemade rolls, ready in around 10 minutes. Simply heat them in the oven and you're done. No prep necessary, no stress required. Complete the meal with Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls.
Markets are idle on this Juneteenth Monday. Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 2.25 cents to 215¾. 40-pound block cheese up 6.5 at 214.5. Double A butter closed the week down 2 cents at 294 a bushel. As far as the grain trade was concerned on Friday, December corn closed the week down 4, 731. November beans down 5¾ cents at 1537.5. July wheat down 44 cents at 1034¼. The July milk was down 17 cents at 23.60, but the August milk was up a nickel at 24.15 a hundredweight as they drew the markets to a close on Friday. Some very special congratulations go out to Dick Oakry. Dick is a potato producer from central Wisconsin. He's long been involved with the Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers. Well, he has been recognized on the world stage, most recently at the 11th World Potato Congress in Dublin, Ireland, where he was presented a distinctive award for all his work in the potato industry. He graduated from Pacelli High School back in 1977 and actually taught English in Cali, Colombia, and then picked up degrees in economics and Spanish. Obviously, he returned to the family farm, though, where he's been since 1982. He retired in 2020, but still remains co-owner of Oakray Family Farms in Plover. Again, he was recognized at the 11th Annual World Potato Congress in Dublin. Congratulations again to Dick Oakray, a real staple for our Wisconsin potato and vegetable industry. County fair season is just around the corner, but I'll tell you what, if you're a parent of a young person that wants to exhibit poultry, they have been under a lot of restrictions because of this year's avian influenza. What's happening? Well, Taylor Schaefer is going to join us with an update on that next on a Monday morning.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your tough jobs, the really big ones, deserve a hard-working John Deere tractor from Sloan Implement. Right now, get 0% for 5 years and $1,000 off on a 5E Series tractor. No matter the size of your work, the John Deere 5E is the perfect fit. And when you take a seat on your tractor, your land stands to benefit. 0% for 60 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/22.
Powered up with Sloan. Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? Instead of flying to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? Like a village in Botswana or a tiny island in the Pacific where needs are easy to see? What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Here we use a lot of F words: food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
And on this Monday morning, we're talking about fairs. Yes, county fair season is just around the corner, and a lot of young people are still getting their projects ready. But boy, if you're a youngster that's been involved in the poultry project, well, everything has been uncertain for you this year since Wisconsin had its first case of avian influenza. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection putting a lot of restrictions in place on where birds can be and transportation of birds. Now, hopefully, some of those restrictions are going to be ending by the end of the month. Taylor Schaefer brings us an update on how hard those kids have to work to get those birds ready if they get a chance to show.
County fair season is almost upon us, but the threat of avian influenza still remains. I'm Taylor Schaefer for the Midwest Farm Report. An order issued on May 10th prohibited the movement of live domestic birds to any shows, exhibitions, and other events where live birds are brought together and dispersed, which includes county and state fairs. Now, this order will expire 30 days following the last positive case in Wisconsin. And in preparation for the upcoming fairs, I had a chance to speak with Ron Keene, a UW Extension poultry specialist. He explains how long it takes to get a bird ready for the fair should the ban on movement be lifted later this June.
It depends a little bit on the type of project. If you're taking a meat animal, that can be pretty short term. So, you know, the broilers would be probably 6 to 8 weeks of age. So depending on the timing of your fair, you could have those ready pretty quickly. The pure breeds or exhibition birds, you know, you should have gotten them started probably January, February, hopefully, maybe March, again, depending on the timing of your fair. So you would have had to have gotten those started ahead of time just on the assumption that the fairs would go on.
And you mentioned that it does take multiple weeks to get these projects ready for the fair, and in some cases, exhibitors might not have weeks. Some might have to get their projects ready only a few days after the order is set to expire in June. But in those conversations that you've had with exhibitors, have people really continued to prepare even though they might not be able to show a physical animal at the fair this summer?
I sense that there is some confidence. I think, again, the fact that we've gone several weeks here without a positive case, I think, is a good sign. I guess I'm optimistic myself, and I think others are.
I can imagine that there's still some looming reservations from exhibitors, parents, or even fair board members about bringing birds to a live show this year. But maybe for those who do decide to take a bird to the fair, what is the real risk associated with them traveling?
I think there is still some risk involved. You know, nationwide, we're still seeing a few positive cases. There were just some reported last week. I think there is some risk. Biosecurity is always important. There are other diseases as well that can be spread. So keeping things clean, washing equipment, especially taking the birds back home after the fair, if you have a way of quarantining them, that's best, so as not to infect, you know, any other birds if you do take something home.
You mentioned those biosecurity measures for flocks at home, but maybe as a reminder, what can exhibitors be doing before, during, and even after their fair to protect their birds from avian influenza?
You know, a lot of them are fairly straightforward. Things like, again, cleaning equipment, changing clothes and shoes if you've been exposed to other birds, washing your hands. Really, I think limiting any exposure to wild birds and especially wild waterfowl is probably one of the key aspects. We know that the wild ducks and geese are carrying the virus, so really limiting that exposure is a key thing.
Again, that's Ron Keene, a UW Extension poultry specialist. He explains more about how avian influenza will be impacting Wisconsin's 75 county, district, and state fairs this year, which will begin on June 22nd in Elroy. Ron also shares how 4-H and FFA members don't need a physical bird to learn about poultry should their local shows be canceled.
From a 4-H or FFA project, you know, the show is certainly important, but it's not the only aspect. So certainly youth can still be doing their poultry project. even if they aren't able to show them at the fair, they can still do a lot of learning. There are some non-bird aspects that they could do at the shows and things like that.
For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Taylor Schaefer.
Thanks, Taylor, with Dr. Ron Keene from the Poultry Science Department on the UW-Madison campus. Now, listen, we do expect that there will be some announcements as far as poultry restrictions in Wisconsin, maybe as soon as this week. As always, we will post that information just as soon as we get it at MidwestFarmReport.com, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, or our Twitter handle, FabFarmBabe. Tomorrow, we're going to catch up with our friend John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Yes, a three-day weekend for traders, but look at the heat coming our way starting today. I'm sure John will have some insights for us. Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.